monitoring Long Island Sound scanning net, which meets every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on 146.805. We have bad weather on the way, friends. At the first sign of lightning or thunder, I advise you to close your station. I will be closing mine. So, thunderstorms, etc., heavy winds, etc. Lightning can do a job on our rigs. Net is devoted to monitoring the sounds that we can hear in the Long Island area, that is Long Island, New York City, northeastern New Jersey, southern Connecticut, Rockland, and Westchester counties. Our net has an almost exclusive emphasis on scanner monitoring. As you can tell by the beep, we are not in a net mode. Therefore, we have to space out our transmissions. Every now and then, we have to let it up and wait for the beep. But thanks to CW2WAK for the use of the repeater, it's open 24 hours a day to all licensed amateurs. There are two inputs to the repeater. There's 600 up, 600 down. But since we're not in the net mode, both inputs call for a PL of 136.5. Taping the net is encouraged. This is the net of April 30th, 1996. It's the policy of the net not to pass any sensitive frequencies. Generally, these are known as unpublished or ongoing investigation frequencies. Basically, no law enforcement frequencies that could endanger a police officer's life. We also ask that you be mindful of federal and state laws. It's against the law to reveal to any other person, not a party to transmissions, the contents of those transmissions. It's against the law to intercept remote radio, TV, broadcast pickups, and mobile telephone conversations of any type. Please bear in mind, state laws and federal laws which apply to monitoring cordless or cellular calls. In the net, we will handle items in the following order. First order of business is scanning information. We will then move on into product information. After that, the third item will be meetings and eyeballs, which are coming up. The fourth item then will be AM DXing, and the fifth and last item will be shortwave utilities, not shortwave broadcast. Fan mail, and we do have a lot of fan mail this week. Our vast listening audience has been very generous. Fan mail will be worked into this so that we'll have a blend of on-air info as well as info received in the mail. We ask that when you check into the net, in addition to your call letters, please give us your first name and let us know if you have info, query, or comment. Again, guys, bear in mind, we got bad weather coming. At the first sign of lightning thunder in your area, I strongly advise you to pull the plug. As soon as it happens over here, I too will be pulling the plug. It's Tuesday night, it's rotten weather night, and it's the monitoring Long Island Sound net night. Okay, anybody who'd like to check in, please come now.
This is KB2 Uniform Victor Victor with Scanner Traffic.
And 2VRA with traffic, good evening.
And 2GCN Hank with traffic.
WA2BWM, Franklin Square Run. Ah, good evening, fellas.
W2PBH in Rosedale. Good evening, Ed.
Okay, we had a bit of a double there, but we do recognize Charlie, KB2UVV, with info. Frank into VRA with info, Hank into GCN with info. Lon, since you have been having trouble with the PL, and I heard before that you have a different rig with the PL, I'm sure you're so overwhelmed by being on the net, but do you have info, query, or comment?
Yeah, well, the only question I wanted to ask you is about the meeting at the PD, but you can comment on that when you get around to it, that's all. All right.
Fine business. Okay, we recognize Curtis, and Curtis, I believe, said he has something on product. I bet I know what it is, Curtis. I got the same thing, but you're the guy who checks in, so you go first. We also recognize BW2PBH. Okay, let's try one more time. Any other stations that would like to check in, please come now.
This is...
KB2, Victor Oscar Delta, Mike Pixel, no traffic, good evening to the
rest. W2, South Echo, November.
Okay, we recognize Mike, KB2 VOD, with traffic. We're putting you down, Mike, as in front. And W2GEN. All right, one last time. This is the best time to get on the list, because once we start to go off on the information and the questions, et cetera, dear friends, the next call might be another 45 minutes to an hour. So anybody else that would like to check in to the net at this time, please try.
Z2YYI, Bob, no traffic.
Z2YYI, Bob, no traffic.
We recognize you, Bob. There was somebody doubling with you, too, so Bob is recognized, YYI, and then one other station that tried, please try again.
Okay, this is KB2COD, no traffic there.
Okay, is that this, Victor Oscar Delta, and also your first name, please?
It's Mike. I checked it before. I had no traffic. So you can walk it down for traffic, but there's no traffic here.
Okay, Mike, sorry about that. Yes, I look up the list, and there you are. Okay, let's get started with Charlie from Baldwin, KB2. UUV in the net, WB2RBA. Charlie, go.
This is KB2UVV. Good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net. Before I start, Ed, I'd like to give a thanks to R, if he's listening. He passed some really good frequencies for the East End through Frank and to VRA, and I got him over the weekend, and I'd like to thank R for his help, and I'll definitely check him out next time I'm out in Orient Point. Thank you all. Okay, I just have a couple of things here, Ed. I had no product info. There really wasn't anything I'd seen that was that good, since last week. So I was listening today to the scanner and picked up a couple of things. Let me let it drop. This is KB2UVV. I was listening to the helicopters today, and I picked up WMBC Chopper 4 on the following two frequencies. The first one was 455.8875, and I heard a woman say to the helicopter, "You have less than 30 to use in your camera, Tom." And he acknowledged her. I guess he was the camera guy up in Chopper 4. And then the second frequency was 455.4125. And I heard base calling Chopper 4 and asked if Chopper 4 was shutting down. And the pilot confirmed that he was about to land. Also, a bit of, something else that when the frequency gave the call sign in CW, the call sign is WMBC TV. They gave it to CW. I thought that was pretty interesting. Also, I noticed that Chopper 4 freaks sometimes were garbled, almost like it was possibly encrypted on those two frequencies, especially on 455.8875. Let me let it drop. Okay, this is KB2UVV. My next find was Metro Traffic on a frequency of 450.8125. I heard somebody calling 106 to Metro. The Metro wanted to know how the Triborough Bridge was going out of New York. And 106 reported back and was telling them how the traffic was in the Triborough area. So, yeah, that was pretty good. Let me let it drop. The next one I had was on a frequency of 452.8875.
1.975. It was possibly shadow traffic. That's the info I had from a while back from one of the nets, and probably from this net right here. And I really can't confirm it, but I did hear somebody calling situation room to radio on one. And I heard some other stuff, but the signal was kind of weak, so I really couldn't get a handle on it. Let me let it drop. Okay, for my last logging, it is a frequency of 450.800. Okay, I found that in my notes that it was a possible News 12 Long Island frequency. As it turns out, it wasn't. What it is a taxi frequency in Freeport. And the one I believe it possibly is McRide, which is a cab company over in Freeport. And they're not listed in any of the books. They're a fairly new company. At least I think they are. They've been around maybe a couple of years. And there's no, police call plus, there's no listing for this company. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep an eye on this, and maybe some of the other listeners out there might want to do the same thing. And again, that's a frequency of 450.800, and I think it might be the McRide Taxi Company, because, you know, there was basically, it's the cab talking to the base, and it's definitely not working simplex, so this is the actual outstation or cab frequency talking back to the base unit, back to the dispatch. Okay, that's about all I have, Ed. I'll turn it back over to you and Annette. WB2RVA, this is KB2UVV.
Thank you very much, Charlie. If everybody who checked into the net gave us that much good information, it would be an even easier net to run. All right, very interesting about this, the Underground Railroad that our friend R is doing. Packages being sent to from A to B and then passed on to C and so forth. I'm sure, though, that you will find that Mr. In fact, we have something tonight here from R, which is real good stuff. And we have a lot of generous people out there who are kind of working sub rosa, as they say. Great on that Chopper 4. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, when they really started to play up the Skycam, in other words, those fixed TV cameras on different high buildings and or bridges and so forth, I sort of had the feeling that Chopper 4 was going down the tube. But as it turned out, of course, Chopper 4 is still being used very extensively. So if you didn't get those two frequencies, folks, 455.8875, 455.4125, and I guess you're right, Charlie. Sometimes they do scramble the transmissions, like Macy's doesn't want gimbals to know. In the Metro 450, 8125, and the possible Shadow 1452.975. And as you spoke, Charlie, and as I speak, there are people out there who are checking those frequencies out and will either call in later on if they have to be updated, or they'll get it in the mail sometime in the next few days. Very interesting. Okay, this taxi in Freeport, Kansas based, McRide, 450.8. And that's something that I'm sure somebody will be doing some homework on. I'm going to drop it, WB2RBA. All right, going off, not necessarily to fan mail in this case, but in case you look at the calendar today and you saw it was April 30th, and that happens to be the last day in April, amazing what you learned by checking into this net. And you may have been wondering, if this is the end of April, where is our newsletter, Monitoring Long Island Sound? You'll be happy to hear we got it printed yesterday, and it was put in the mail today. And I always have to kind of clarify this. This newsletters are mailed to people who have two characteristics. Number one, they have sent us stamped address envelopes, self-addressed stamped envelopes, and and therefore it's easy just to pull the newsletter and drop it in. The people also participate either by info, query, or comment, either on the air or via the mail. So if there's anybody out there in the vast listening audience who would like to get a sample copy of the newsletter, it's a freebie. Nobody pays for the newsletter except me to the printer. So if you want a sample copy, in fact, a lady in the print shop made a mistake, the place where I had it printed. And I wanted them printed on blue stock, and I left my order, came back 2 hours later as directed, and she had run the whole thing on white stock, and then she realized it should have been on blue, and she did it on the blue stock. So we sent out the blue stock today, and we still have the large supply of white copies of the newsletter. So if anybody is out there who like a sample copy, if you've never seen it before, send me a stamped address envelope. My name is Ed, that's E-D, the address, ready to copy, 2134 Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R Avenue, North Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-C-K, New York, 11566. Send it to me and we'll send you two things. We'll send you the newsletter, and we'll also send you a sheet of paper which basically tells you how you can join the group known as Monitoring Long Island Sound. And by Curtis, will pick you up in one moment. I just want to finish the roll that I'm on with the newsletter. The newsletter is 4 pages, generally it's 6 pages, but this month it's 4 pages. And the reason it's 4 pages is that I was running out of railroad track, and I did want to get it out in April. We have almost a 2-page article by Brendan of Rockville Center, and I've entitled it Covering a Working Fire in Rockville Center. And it's just a beautiful article. It's a real primer on how to cover a fire when you're on the scene. What to do, throws in all the frequencies, right from Rockville Center Fire Department, up to the frequency for inter-helicopter communication. Just a super job. There is a product review on the new product of choice. First it was the Super GE Super Radio, and then it was the Bearcat 350A, and now it's Bearcat 60XLT-1. And that's about a page and a half product review. And once you read it, you'll want to go out and buy it. And then we have some smaller bits and pieces in there with a lot of frequencies too. That's what went out today. If you want a copy of it, if you're not a member, send us a stamped address envelope and we'll be glad to put you on the, get you on the path to membership. Let's go over the curtain then to WWM, WB2RBA.
So it's a good time to ask you now. I think a few nights ago you mentioned that somebody sent you in a copy of the date time to when the parades are for the fire department. That's still available. Ed, that's net, WWM.
Since it's you who's asking, Curtis, how could I possibly say no? Okay, that's the Nassau, and writing this as I'm saying it, that's why I'm a little slow. Nassau County Fire Department parades and drills and list. So I'll tell you what, Curtis, I think I do have another envelope of yours, so let me get a copy made of that. And since we're offering it to Curtis, how else could we say no to anybody else? If you're a fire buff in Nassau County especially, and you would like an up-to-date, and this was basically sent to me from the horse's mouth, I don't think John from East Meadow would like to be thought of that way, but John is really seems to be on the inside of Nassau Fire Department information, does a super job in sending us the various items. But he did send us a copy of this list. I do have it, and I would be glad to make copies. If anybody, and again, if you want that, send a stamped address envelope, 32-cent stamp on it with your name and address on it. You'll excuse me if I sound like I'm being patronizing, but sometimes you've got to spell out S-A-S-C. Somebody during the week who shall be nameless sent me three envelopes for future copies of the newsletter, one of our members. Three envelopes with his name and address on it. Something was missing, a stamp. Back to you, Curtis. I will be happy to ship it on.
Very good. I'll replenish the supply.
That person wasn't you, Curtis. No, believe me. It's the first time I ever... I can't say less active members, but he's somebody who's not a ham. So people who are hams, we can sort of get a finger on them because we know what they sound like, etc. Now, this is one of our guys who's been with us for at least 6 months now. Sends us nice information, but he kind of goofed up. And the funny thing is, several days later, he must have realized that he'd sent them out like that. And I got three more, this time stamped from the US envelope. Anyway, that's not what the audience wants to hear. They want to hear frequencies. And what better person to hear frequencies from than M2BRA? Frank, take it away.
Good evening to you, Ed, and to the net, and all those listening. Thank you very much. Got a few interesting things over here. This is in regard to Suffolk County PD trunk radio system. And I just want to note that that these are all public frequencies, as not to endanger the well-being of any police officer or public servant, and to stress that these are not sensitive frequencies. As of last week, they stopped simulcasting on both VHF and the 800 meg trunk system. They were doing that for a couple of weeks. They've been switching things around. The system is in a state of change right now, adjustment and readjustment. Right now, in subject to change, it's best to listen to the old VHF frequency, the 155 range, as we all know. And also, there are some additional 800 frequencies that they've been using. And I had given out 10 frequencies about 3 weeks ago, and they're on just two of them from the original list, and they've added a few more and deleted the others. Let me drop them. Now that everybody's confused. Just listen to the VHF and the following. These following new additional 800 trunk frequencies have been active over the past weekend. 866.0625, 866.0625, 866.1625, 866.1625, 866.3625, 866.3625, and 866.4125, 866.4125, drop. 867.400, 867.400, and two more, 867.425, 867.425, and the data channel, which is 867.2875, 867.2875, that's remained the same and should be locked out. And just check daily to see if they didn't switch over on a different data channel. That's also known as the handshake channel. They refer to that in the police call book on how to monitor a trunk system. The Uniden 220XLT is an excellent radio to monitor a trunk system because of its data skip and lockout during a search feature. And for more information, scan between the two segments. Let me drop. Scan between 866.0125, 866.0125, up to 868.9875, 868.9875. And input from our listeners would be greatly appreciated in regard to the 800 trunk system. It would be nice to hear from different individuals what they're hearing out there and what they're hearing it on. That would be greatly appreciated. Okay, a couple other items over here. Drop. Shea Stadium ground crew and maintenance, 151.625, 151.625, and also 151.835, 151.835. Call sign WNWE, not WWM. I don't think Curtis works at Shea. WNWE 272 is the number at the end. And I doubt you'll ever hear a call sign ID. Listen for, send some guys to the mezzanine box, area section 32, for a cleanup or put some more dirt around the pitcher's mound. And these frequencies are active, the reason I say that, they're active before a game, during the game, and after the game. So bring your scanner to the ballpark, and if you sit up in cloud 9 and they're losing 10-0, at least you have your scanner who will entertain you, and you'll get very good reception from the upper deck area. And then bring your telescopic lift and some extra battery. Send to VRA. Drop. Some additional military frequencies for metro weather. On the military headband, pilot weather reports, etc., can be interesting at times in certain frequencies that they're on. And this is UHF AM in the wide mode, the AM mode, 239.8, 239.8, these are known as metro frequencies, 342.5, 342.5, 344.6, 344.6, 375.2, 375.2, 308.8, 308.8, 297.4, 297.4, and finally on the VHF airband, you can listen in on 120.3. You might hear something on that. Drop. Marine band is starting to pick up a little bit, getting better all the time, especially on weekends. And this past weekend, got some frequencies over here that were a little more active than usual. It's starting to pick up. The first one being channel 73, 156.675, 156.675, channel 73. Channel 68, 156.425, 156.425, channel 68. Calling frequency, channel 9, 156.450, 156.450, that's channel 9, drop. 156.475, 156.475, channel 69, 156.475, kind of active that one, during the warmer weather. Also, channel 78, 156.925, 156.925, channel 78, just a few more. Channel 70 was also active, 156.525, 156.525, and channel 72, 156.625, 156.625. Mostly heard some party boat chatter, some stations calling other stations, never heard the other party. Heard a commercial work crew talking about some kind of a dredging tool. I don't know what that was all about, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the marine band does pick up quite nice in a few weeks. The scan is filled up. Okay, a couple more bits of information over here, Ed. Let me drop it. To VRA. Just want to make a note. I received the package from TA today. I haven't opened it. Got in late today. I haven't done anything with it. I don't even know what's in there. A comment on the Radio Shack flyer real quick. They still have that plug-in TV antenna in the back. Catalog. At the Grove catalog this week. And I don't know, I wasn't too impressed. I see they have steam engines now, so I guess an alternative form of power for amateur radio, whatever. In the Grove catalog, it's just interesting that they're selling a radar detector by Uniden, which is $50 more for the same unit that's sold in Kmart this week on sale. I just wanted to mention that. And hello to Mr. R up there in Connecticut. Hope you're doing well. And just one mil arrow left, mil arrow logging here. Let me drop it. To VRA. I got a mil arrow logging the other day on 255.4. 255.4, and I heard National Guard helos requesting conditions at Kabreski Airport. In Suffolk, they were inbound, and they were over Captree. And I didn't hear anything further on that. They've been flying, matter of fact, yesterday, they were doing some tests out here in Holbrook, and they, I guess they flew about 150 feet above my house, so I, late in the afternoon, I jumped out and got the camera. So I got a shot, but it was kind of, what's the word for it, bleary or dreary? Yeah, it was dreary yesterday afternoon, but anyway. So we'll see what happens with that. I think that's it. Okay, WB2RVA, N2VRA, and ScanNet. Back to you, Ed.
Thank you very much, Frank. On that product information, we're going to hold that. I'll be coming back to you. So it's under the new, well, I'm calling it new, but we've been doing it now for about a month or so. And we are getting nice comments through the mail about scanners first and then products and so forth and so on. So we're going to ask you to hold the comments on it, or maybe I should say elaborate a little bit later on the product info. I'm sure Curtis, who has first whack at this, so he did check in with product info. And I know Curtis has got that Radio Shack flyer. I've got it, and Curtis goes first. All right, while we got you, Frank, I keep calling this stuff fan mail, and we got a nice note. I think it came in today from James in Elmont. And James writes very nice letters, and he has sent in a good story, which I don't know if we'll get to tonight, but he does have some questions. And one of his items says, I have one question, and I know that N2VRA can answer this. See? That's a fan of yours. Question is, what does it mean when the Nassau County Police say they are going to CTS, Charlie Tango Sierra? Frank, do you want to take a whack at that?
Boy, you really put me on the spot. Is this Jeopardy? The CTS. I really have no idea what that is, Ed. I'm going to fail this examination. I'll turn it back over to you and give me a 55.
Okay, no, that's changed. All right, so this is an open question. We'll just put it like that. Then we drop further down as well. He says, thank you to VRA for great information each week that he brings to the net. And I'm sure all of us second that. He has a second question, but he's not aiming this at you. So his second question from James Belmont is, why is it that when an airplane flies over my house, my scanner on certain frequencies starts cutting out, and when the airplane leaves, my scanner, well, you can talk with the handwriting, James, it comes back the way it should. In other words, airplanes going over the house seem to do something to his scanner reception. That's about the best that I can make of that. So let me just drop it and see if anybody wants to take a whack at that.
Hey, all right.
Ah, you have redeemed yourself, Frank. Go.
Well, not 100%, but I'm sure we all remember when we had the, well, if you still have a black and white portable TV, you might set it up out on your deck or have it on your kitchen table as a second set or whatever. You know, when a plane goes by, it's going to cause flutter and cause a signal to jump on the screen. You'll see it visually. And I guess sometime, well, he didn't mention with the plane. Was it a transmission or was it just the fact that a plane was flying over that would cause that? Because if he has an indoor antenna with the kind of sensitivity he would get, I don't think that would be a factor. Unless he was referring to Intimod from a hearing from a plane when a plane went over. And that's possible, and I'm sure he heard that. And he has a Uniband scanner. I'm sure he heard that in the 150 range somewhere around 155.7. That's a real good air Intimod frequency for Uniband scanners, is 155.7. If you put that on, and you can hear planes on there, besides, I think it's Riverhead TV in the first precinct also, and Suffolk is on that frequency. Ed, was that, my question is, was that during a transmission or a flyover?
I was reading his question again, Frank, as you were speaking, and he didn't say anything about transmission. I think the answer you have come up with is is the right answer. Also, even if he didn't hear a transmission, it's quite possible that the plane was transmitting and somehow just blocked it out. James, I hope that's the that's the answer to your question. It's a long letter, and I'm just going to pick up one more piece from it. I'll pass the paper story for later, or we'll save it for next week. We'll see how that storm goes. So far, over here in Merrick, we have not had any thunder. We have not had any lightning. We've just had rain. James goes on to say, WB2RBA, he said, I heard you say that you like listening to ham radio. I also listen to ham radio a lot, but here is a good ham frequency to listen to. And then he gives 440.7. He says, interesting conversations about all kinds of subjects. One of the subjects that they talk about is politics. And the first thing I did, since I still have some spare channels in my Bearcat 60XLT-1, and I dropped 440 in there. Okay, thank you, Frank, for that information. We have Hank coming up in a moment or two, and I just want to throw in one question, and I also want to send a quick message to our good friend Bob, N1MLZ. I hope you're listening, Bob, and I'm aware of your present situation. As I was sending out the newsletters today, I couldn't find any stamped address envelopes from you. And I don't have your address with that crazy system that I have. I really have never made a master list. And once the last SASC goes out, and generally we do try to notify people on that envelope, this is your last SASC. I don't have your address, Bob, so if I could either get your address or if you could send me some more SASEs, I would like to send you number 64 of the newsletter. I'm still wishing all the good things to you that all your other friends in monitoring all around towns are also doing. Here is my question. My wife and I took our newest grandson today to Eisenhower Park. The weather was better when we left home than when we arrived at the park. But I noticed in the southwestern corner of Eisenhower Park, there is a headquarters for the park rangers, and they have a lot of those four-wheel drive vehicles and so forth. And I guess that they are, and I hope I'm not insulting anybody, quasi-police. They certainly look like it. Just wondering if anybody has the Eisenhower Park park rangers frequency.
Hi.
Man, that was quick.
Ed, give a listen on 155.760. 155.76. 76, yeah. 760. And see if you hear anything on that. That's a pretty common frequency, considering they're a state. They use the same one out here. Also, an extra, I hear them. And anyway, 155.760. I had one additional thing for James, since he listens to ham radio a lot. Maybe I can give that out. Okay, Ed, is it okay?
I'm sorry, Frank. I thought you were just moving on. Sure, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, thank you very much. That's for the benefit of James and all those listening, of course. You know, as we know, we get band openings with the warmer weather coming in. And one frequency to plug into the scanner, and especially because you like listening to amateur radio transmissions, would be a 10-meter FM frequency. It's a repeater frequency. And it's 29.620. 29.620. And hopefully he has a Univent scanner and doesn't have a GRE, so he can get the 10-meter FM. But when the band is open, there's a repeater out in Illinois. I don't have the exact call letter in front of me, but in any event, that repeater comes in dead full quieting out to Long Island. And you can hear people from way out in the Midwest, down south, etc. It's a fantastic conversation on that frequency when there's a band opening. It's 29.620. And when there is a band opening, I'm sure you'll hear from James. And I hope he enjoys it. Back to that, Ed, from to be 2RVA and 2VRA.
2VB additional.
Thank you very much, Frank. And Charlie, just hold on one quick second and we will pick you up with the additional. All right, I'm just going to segue because you know how we like to do the net as different things come up and there are other pieces of fan mail around that sort of fit right into that general subject. And this kind of helps us milk the subject a little bit better. Got a note in the mail yesterday or today from Larry in Westbury, and he's been with us now 6-9 months, and he sent in a few SASEs, and he sent in a nice 2-page letter. I just want to zero in on one item that he sent to us. Actually, two items. Trees and parks and things like that. The first one, Larry says, these are the frequencies I monitored, like the frequencies, during New York State for each case on the Social State Parkway, WBGRDA. The first one, I think we all know, is 155.46, 155.46, the main band. And then he gets into 154.695, which he calls pursuit. 154.665, and some of you know that that's part of the car. And then he has 155.565, and he has channel 4, question mark, channel 4, question mark. And let me skip down to the park police, since we were trying to get marathons. This is the 1-hour marathon Sunday coming up. Turned out to be a complete zero on fan mail, except for that. New York State Park Police at Jones Beach, that's where the monitor is in action, 159.42. Jones Beach State Park Operation, they may be involved in this, 159.39. And Jones Beach Outdoor Theater Security, 469.437. Larry, we thank you for that. We'll be picking up more of Larry's letter in a few moments. And let's now turn it over to KB2UVB. Charlie, go.
This is KB2UVB. Ed, on Nassau County Parks and Recreation, I have two frequencies. First one is 153.935, which is just listed as Parks and Recreation. And the second frequency is 453.225, which is listed as Parks and Recreation Security. That's all I have, Ed. Back to you, WB2RBA, KB2UBB.
Thank you very much, Charlie. I'll tell you what. Still have a few more slots in our new handheld scanner, so we will put those in. 153, 935, 453, 225, Parks and Recreation, Nassau County, Town of Real Good. And since we see a lot of our new grandson, I can guarantee that we will probably be at the park again tomorrow or sometime early next week. I will try them out. Probably the best time for me to monitor them, obviously, would be Saturdays and Sundays. So we'll make sure one of the base scanners won't be checked out too. Thank you very much, Charlie. Thank you very much, Frank. And let's go on to Hank from GPN. And Hank, could you tell us, and I'm sure you have scanner stuff, and let me know if you have AMDX, and let me also know if you have a short wave, so that I will make sure that I call you on those categories as well. Into GCN in the net, WB2RDA.
Yeah, sure, I got it right. Okay, can you get right. Sorry about that, WB2RVA. I have too many coordinates in my head. It's actually GCN. Okay, I do have scanning. I do have product review, actually two, on the receivers. At this point, we have one AM logging. I'm working on another one. I don't think I'll have another one. It's a dead week. And also, what's that saying? Shortwave, I do have. So, there you go. I have stuff for each one. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Hank. Okay, I got you there now. So then later on, we'll go to product, and then we go to AMDX, and then we go to shortwave. Very good. Thank you. Back to you.
Yeah, so I visited Dennis Century Chicken. Here's my channel logging, because I have a couple of ideas for those of you who got the shape things of your handheld scanner. You know, through Boston McGuire Airport. I know I have a lot of funding myself for a handheld scanner. Anyway, here's some reasons anyway that I heard this week. 129.1, that's 129.100 VHF AM, 534 PM. Aeronautical Mobile, called KDA, Kilo Echo Alpha 5. New York Radio, Bohemia, New York, in Root Station, St. Vincent, I think you'll hear on HF, VHF. I heard QWA Flight 776 in touch with Dispatch, and they were having a conversation with the weather last night, basically, with Bond. And I guess he was held up in a holding pattern, and he was running low on fuel, so he got diverted to Philadelphia. So that's what he had to do. Try to remember my phone writing here. Actually, what's happening was the kid on JFK 2, they were waiting to change runway. I think they had to wait an hour or so, so they had to take off for Philly to log. So he had to burn, period. Right, again, once again, it was 129.100. Again, this is the Root Station, and you will hear QWA Dispatch on that frequency, or your Christmas contact with Dispatch. That's your boy, this frequency, I understand, on March 14th, 95, and heard again on April 29th. Okay, the next logging was on 133.475, again, it's 133.475, and VHF AM at 8:44 PM, again, it's aeronautical. I'm not going to say it, well, I only have one that's not aeronautical, so I'll have to mention anyway. As well as KZNY, again, KZNY, New York Center, here, Root Traffic Control Center. The remote site is Big Flat, Big Flat, New York. I think it's not too far from Elmira, around that area there. Anyway, Big Flat, New York. Altitude was high. I heard Delta Airlines flight 637, up at around 31,000 feet. Well, that's just the frequency on the net on February 21st of 95, and I heard again on April 29th, 96 on the jump. Okay, next one. This is a non-aeronautical. 143.280, that's 143.280 on VHF Narrow FM at 431 PM. U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, one station calling Babylon Radio, so if you want to get a chance to listen to that, throughout the summer months, I'd probably try it, 143.280, again, it's U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and of course, once again, one station calling Babylon Radio. Last put this one out on November 30th of 93, and heard again today, April 30th, last one. Part of the log, it has some frequencies for ideas for anybody going out to Shea Stadium. Get more of the ball game, we'll always listen to the airplanes as they go over your over the stadium. On 132.175, 132.175 in VHF AM at 7:50 PM, Aeronautical Mobile, again it's DZNY, New York Center. This time the remote site is called Elk Mountain, Elk, like the animal Elk Mountain in Pennsylvania. The altitude was high, high altitude frequency, and I heard United Airlines flight 8169 climbing up to 35,000 feet. And first last report on this net on April 11th of 95. And it's been a little while ago before the net came on, April 30th, of course, 96. Let me drop on you some frequencies from LaGuardia Airport you can listen to. I'm sure you can hear a great deal. Let me drop it. Okay, Sunday Chief again. If you're at the Shea Stadium, of course, LaGuardia is right there. You should be able to get these things, such as ground control. One frequency for ground control is 121.7. Okay, the aircraft is taxiing to or off the runway. 121.7 and 121.85. That's 121.85. Also, clearance delivery on 135.2, 135.200. Helicopters at 132.85 and 132.85. And free taxi clearance. Free taxi clearance at 135.200. And, of course, the tower is frequency 118.7, 118.700. Let me give you some approach frequency. So, in this case, luckily being used using, let's say, runway 31, here on flight on approach, and next thing you'll see is the airplane come around over Shea Stadium thing for the runway 31. Let me drop and give you those. Okay, one thing I do know is 134.900, 134.900. One approach, that's one actually before they go to the tower. Other ones you can try is 120.800, 120.0.8, 132.7, although that's not too close to the airport, but anyway, 132.700, 128.8, 128.800, they say near final approach. Of course, again, once again, they signal 134.900, and of course, 118.7 for the tower. One more approach is 124.95, 124.95. So when you're at Shea Stadium, you have your scanner. The game is dull. You have a good, you'll have a great time listening to the air traffic control, and that's back when I worked in LaGuardia. I used to park my car in the parking lot looking at the Marine Air Terminal. One day I took one of my radios with me, I had air frequencies, and into work, I went over to my car and just sat there and listened to the downwind plane take off at the same time. That's kind of neat to do that, listen to all the traffic, air, you know, radio traffic, and listening to aircraft and everything going on. It's a mixed up thing to be in there. That's it for the time being, all right? Back to you. There would be two RVA and two GCN. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that nice mix of frequencies. All right. Still have on CWM. Your query. Let's go back to Larry from Westbury. And Larry goes on with a few frequencies, and one of Montauk's police departments, and I assume that means someplace in East Hampton Village. And that's 155.91. The next one, I think you may have seen this before, but it's brand new if you've never heard it before. The Mid-Island Mall in Hicksville. The security, maybe we should monitor this when we go to Nathan's, that's just once every other month. Frequency 466.887. All right, Larry comes up with a question, and again, for our vast listening audience, don't feel that you've got to, let's say, write a letter that runs pages and pages of frequencies. If you have questions, if you're looking for something, if you don't understand something, just send the letter in. Again, my name is Ed. The address is 2134 Decker, DEC, KDR Avenue, North America, NERRICK, New York, 11566. Back to Larry. A while ago, he said someone brought up their idea of what the police terminology, SP, as in Sierra Nevada, is mentioned. And he says in Nassau County, SP means special post. He says an example would be the police officer assigned to the Roosevelt Field Mall, whose radio designation is SP-10. And that's a nice piece of information. Here's a question, a couple of questions here, which are good ones. Number one, does anybody have the frequency for Haran, H-A-R-R-A-N bus company? I see these buses on Merrick Avenue frequently. That, these are long-time buses, not just short-term. Does anybody have the frequency for Haran bus company? I believe their base is in Suffolk County. They make daily runs to Atlantic City. Drop it just in case anybody does have it. Probably, I'd be willing to guess without looking, without trying to look for it right now, either in Police Call Plus or maybe in that state almanac that is sold by U.S. Canada's. You drop it. Anybody have a RAN or something?
Thank
you, Curtis. Okay, CDs for the road. Can understand that. Pages, you can understand that too. And I know memory tells me, just going back years ago, that I had seen somewhere the published frequencies for the two, at least, that ran the topic. Wait one more moment. WDQRV. As we speak, they're looking at our microphone. Question, interesting question, and I think we really have the talent on the net tonight to answer this. You've got some aviation terms, and if anybody please tell me what they mean. The first
aviation term that he has heard. This is the pilot speaking to the tower. He says about to intercept the localizer. About to intercept the localizer. Anybody know what that means? Now bring us up to an even 10. Appreciate it. Okay. This is Dave from North Palmore, Tennessee. My view's out there in the studio. And Dave is one of the local scanning parties who listens a lot, obviously, to the net business house, and really knows of which you speak. Dave, over to you.
Everybody on the net. I'm mobile with an AT in the car, so I apologize for any signal for travel. A localizer is a beacon. They're like electronic markers inside the airport, let's say the 6 mile limit. And as they hit localizers, they can tell whether they are 6 miles from the airport, 4 miles from the airport, 2 miles from the airport. A little beacon and a little light goes off in the cockpit telling them that they're getting closer.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. It appears the reason I hesitated before is we didn't hear the beep. So I guess we are now in net mode, and that's good. And I'd like to thank whoever put us in net mode also for the PL on. So if you've been trying to get in tonight and didn't have a PL, you might want to try again. I know having the PL on the repeater has been frustrating to certain stations, so good to hear that as well. All right, that sounds great, Dave. Thank you. Second term that he's heard, I've heard this before, and I think I know what it means, but I'd much rather have it answered by somebody who's certain. The term heavy, in other words, used after the airline and flight number. In other words, Delta 402 heavy, TWA 561 heavy. Anybody care to tell us what heavy means and why they say heavy?
Yeah, two ships, yeah.
It's that old, I shouldn't use the term old, it's that experienced airline man. Thank you.
Okay, so this is NTGC, and I am getting old. Anyway, tomorrow's May 1st, and Kansas, I'll probably be getting older. Anyway, the term heavy means with large jets like 747s and DC-10s, so to speak. The other thing is that these create big, a wash of air behind them, or wake, and wanting any aircraft behind it to be aware of that. So, let's say you take an aircraft like a 757, they've been known to throw airplanes around, even to the point of driving them into the ground. So you're warning the other planes behind them that they're the heaviest, heavy turbulence behind them, the wake that's coming off their wingtips. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. That sounds very logical. I think that's the expression that I've heard a long time ago. And the last question that Larry has on the aviation term, he says, on the final approach, the JFK runway 13, I guess that must be significant since you mentioned it. Final approach, JFK runway 13, the term, this is the pilot speaking to the tower, passing the salt. That's an interesting one. Anybody? Well, he's got this. Okay. I am sure there's somebody out there who will call in next week and then let us know. All right. I think we gave you all the frequencies. We gave us the special post information. We're looking for the frequencies for Iran or Haran, whatever you want to call it. And we got 2 out of 3 on the aviation test. That's pretty good. Yeah, good group of people. WB2RBA. Let's put a piece of paper together here, and tell you what, I do know that we have run PWM waiting. I just want to see if there are any of the test stations now. Let's see if there are a few more, especially if you have info query or comment. Any other station that would like to check into the net, and transition to your call letter.
Came back now, but I just wondering what happened.
when we come to meeting, we will pick you and we will pick you both up on that because A, you have an interest in it, and B, on DGF, I believe, so there with us while we go through the scanning process, as you know. Most of the people check in and most of the people tune in and most of the people write in for I was going to say to you that if you check your checkbook, so was the last time you were paid the cable bill, but since you came back on, I couldn't get the comment. All right, let me take a picture of you. So I'll tell you, I'm going to drop the cable in a few months.
Fire department.
5.205, and we also picked up a highway department frequency 37.96, and that was the scanner mask dropping. Went through the 1996 police call. Jim's probably not even listening, but he did check in last week. He asked for information. That's why we say it's the start of the net. Tape recording. Because these things generally run well. You must go back to the file and they're fighting for it. Under police call, fire department, okay, we did give the 46-1, and then they also show 46-2, 46-22, 46-3, the PD, and I think these are some of the old ones, too, if you probably comment on that, 39-64, 39-66, 155-37, we did the 66-64, and we did give the 015. And in the frequency almanac on the US scanning, there are two school frequencies that might be interesting. Monitoring 461.4125, 466.4125. Obviously, it seems to be pretty clear and prepared. So again, if you're taping, you got it, and if you didn't, well, a lot of people want to try it. All right, let's move on. We'll pass by Ron into DGF and come back to him for the meeting. And Bruce is out here. Bruce, good to hear you. And Bruce has a comment. Into YHI. Bruce, how are you?
Yeah. That guy who heard cab company on 450.8, he's probably getting an image that's 21 below. Probably hearing 472 something.
Okay, appreciate that comment. And, alright, we have Steve coming up. So I think he's with us while we are working in some of this group to turn up. Going back to our comments, we think that Tim and Jeff Pfizer had given 471.965 as a private car or a taxi. Excuse me. Our third is a repeater used by WWORTV2, standby line. That's why we don't say let's go to the fan mail to him. I do have an interesting item here. I'll put it aside because it works into the AM broadcast. I think Hank will like it because I think he's a fan of the Golden Oldies and that stuff. So let's put that into a different pod here. And I think that'll play it on. Alright, we've given out a homework assignment several weeks ago, and everybody says, hey, it's all out of marathon. It is coming up Sunday morning, May 6th, and preparations generally start about 6 o'clock in the morning, and the other thing that we do is we interview any specific radio frequencies. For some reason, last fall, with the New York Marathon, got one or two pieces of fan mail, which thought that some of the ham radio frequencies should be classified as sensitive frequencies because they were health nets, medical nets, and so forth. And I think there's some logic there. So we will not do that. But probably the best way to get an idea, to get a feel for what's going on at the Long Island Marathon on Sunday morning is just to look at search from 144 to 148 and search from 440 to 450. We are the WB2RVA. Steve, all yours.
Okay, and thank you very much. I have a question. I heard somewhere today, I'm not looking for sensitive issues, I'm just kind of looking for some research in position. There was supposed to be some type of dignitary flying to Washington today, but I heard that their plane was rerouted because of a bug in Washington, and they needed an improper kind of uncalled for landing at LaGuardia Airport, and I wanted to know if anybody had heard any traffic pertaining to this or to confirm this. I had heard it, and when I went over to the usual, you know, LaGuardia Airport and stuff, that type of stuff, there was nothing to be heard. Maybe during that story was not true, or just wondering if anybody heard anything pertaining to this. That's about it. Back to that.
I don't think the frequencies in and of themselves are sensitive. And as we always say at the trial, so we had the law about revealing the contents of the transmission. For instance, if President Gore was on the plane and reported him and called somebody something or other on the telephone from the airport to or something like that, that might be a little touchy. Again, the sensitivity of frequencies is principally in the eye or the beholder or the ear of the monitor. Anybody hear anything like that that they feel that they can tell me? So it's a good question.
Okay, VKR Mobile.
K2VKR. Don, I heard you checking in, but do you have any comments? Don is, I think I can say this, but I'm sure it's still in your cover, is part of the senior. So, Don, do you have any comments that you might want to make as to your question?
Yes, let me make a comment. It's not a media thing. First of all, the FAA frequencies are not a secret. Heaven knows they had enough cameras on it, but they need to be tracked down pretty quickly. The LaGuardia Tower is 102.5, I believe, and that would be the best way to monitor it if you think something's happening. There's also a military frequency associated with it, and if you want to point out these frequencies, if you want to find out the frequency, all you have to do is get a New York sectional shot, runs for about $7.25, and list all the frequencies that you need to know, and you can monitor all the airports around the area, and as well as some of the air traffic control on route facilities. So I wanted to mention that.
That's it, Chief.
Thank you, Don, for that information. Thanks for the suggestion. We'll keep you up to the moment. It's interesting, Don, that you mentioned the sectional chart. At our last eyeball, and this is one of the reasons why it's so important, I think this is going to be in on a lot of things, but at our last eyeball, and Mason, and Mason,
license, so I keep saying gay. I'm sorry about that. So BB2RVA, into GCN, back to you guys.
Very much, Hank. We appreciate that. Sorry about it. All right. Steve, we'll just send it back to you for any final comments, but it doesn't look like anybody heard the actual. I'm surprised, if the media have heard, but I just think they can't be everywhere all the time. If they had heard, it probably would have shown up on the 6 o'clock news, but you also may find that if some item may show up on the 1 o'clock news. Thank you.
Okay, that's about it. Just to see if anybody heard what I heard. I thought that would have been something even if monitoring. Especially, they would have together something, get together something quick. And of course, don't have to go for it. You know, for high level dignitaries. Not looking for anything sensitive, mind you. But, that's about it. Great net so far. Sorry we checked in late.
All right, got a nice note from veterans of the earth. One of our article about cops being, too many cops being killed. Right. I think that was an old man. And first item is, right off the bat. Would you be so kind as to give me a call? That's a call from my president. And John was traveling. Would you be so kind as to give me a call from John's business people? What do you want to address if you doesn't have to send a customer you have to use? So that you just want to see how you can block or something. I know that he's listening tonight, and what is he doing? And Betty echoes what a lot of people have been saying. She said, I like the new format, and I'm not sure it likes the great setup. When she does talk to the service department, she couldn't get over the Kmart to buy the handheld scanner. $39 for the three channels. Couldn't buy the scanner for $39, although my prices for the Olympus radio show for $200 is a favorite for that. And she said something that we may say, and we don't say, our spouses say, I really don't know where I'm going to put them all. I have the best bottles all over the house. Betty is for real. And question is worth. All right. Then here's some questions, some comments from the Pro 34. Realistic to use a cross point using the children. She got the frequency 147.12. I looked at it quickly before, and I thought it was 147.21. She says Danbury, Connecticut, repeater. And I looked at it very quickly, and the thing was Rockfield repeater. Maybe somebody can straighten me out. And she said she was rather surprised that I didn't think the handheld would go so far. Well, it's not the handheld that goes so far, it's that he would see the signal. Does anybody know if there is a repeater in Danbury on 147.12?
TV.
I stepped on it. Do you call letter again, please?
Kilo 2 Tango Victor, Bob in Kobe.
Okay, 8-2-2-3. And that's all years ago. All right, so can you help us with that question?
Hey, Roger, yeah, there is a repeater there, and it's a fairly wide area repeater. I believe it's PL, if I'm not mistaken. I think within the last year and a half, they PL'd the repeater, but it is a wide area repeater, and it's up in the Danbury area on 1-2, 147-1-2. I hope that helps. This is K2TV. And
from 147.2, and we've got the PL, and if you don't need a PL, then you're listening, you can see it when they're trying to access it. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Chris. Eddie goes on the aircraft 358, he has another one about Davis standard, and it's next to Area 154.4, of course, the New York Fire Department, 7:30 in the morning, fire and emergency, they mentioned Country's Point, they were checking a firebox, which didn't work. He goes on, another frequency she heard was 155.4. Fire and emergency, they asked if somebody wanted to go to the hospital, and that's all I heard. Here comes the chief one. She says, 110.45, this is the frequency. She said, this is the airplane frequency, and I did not argue with her. She says, I heard it say it's kind of heavy. 1, 3,000, 2, 30, 10. That's the place that's all I heard. Eddie, about the only thing I can connect with, so she says, I have one query. Where is 110.45? Where is it located? And I just picked one for 108 to 118 in aero navigation frequency. So anybody be a little more precise, of course, with Eddie. A little more with the air expertise. Where did she look up? 110.45.
First of all, that's no voice on that. That's a navigation. Between 108 and 118, there's no voice on the frequency for VOR. It probably sounds like a terminal VOR frequency. I think it can hear almost up.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, good. So, well, that's something that I found that from that range you get at 18. Thank you.
to make a note to other to anybody else who's thinking about buying a 60XLT. There's two. There's the -1, and that's the one with 30 channels that was on sale. But others, including Ed from Cedarhurst, looks that he bought his from whatever that catalog was. And he said it was only $69, so it was only $69, and it was actually refurbished. He didn't get the gas pump to make sure he gets it over the first channel. So Phil, if you want to buy it, but make sure he gets it over the first channel. And Phil says that you can't make the next drive off, and it's just about that.
big deal here in the United States, but there, this is where terms called dynamic range comes into play. In Europe, there's a heavy concentration of transmitters in Europe. When you take a receiver that has very poor dynamic range, when you're going to have these communications coming on frequencies so they don't belong. Now, radio, this is radio, the dynamic range is terrible. They're picking up stations on frequencies, I guess, from 1,060 on 1,000 kHz, on the short wave spectrum, so to speak. So that's not too awfully good. With Sony, well, Sony was alright on that, in my case, on the dynamic range. It didn't pick up any kind of, clatter or any interference in that sense. So, Sony was better than the running on the dynamic range. The price for the Sony goes for, just for retail price, is $117. Just the retail price for the Grundig Cowboy 360, just the retail price is $146. So like, speaking right now, this radio costs $146, another $40 or $50 more. I would suggest highly, if you want to take the Grundig to mine, the Cowboy 400. I do know it's a small receiver, I know it's a good receiver, has 2.5-inch camera coverage, it's proven to go to the radio
Network that said no road.
I mean, it's already later. I mean, it's 13-400 with the 200, so wherever you want to go. I thought about myself. I did some semi-22s or 2010, which is not a very small radio, but it still was good enough to put into an open carry-on bag. I had the radio, my rotary TV handbook, and a few other things in the carry bag, and they put it right on the plane, so they were taking my trip. And again, we're a proven receiver, open to my fist. I would go for the Yacht Boy 400. It's terrible. This is great for the review of this thing. So it should. I just think about it too again. I don't think I'm trying, but hard to imagine the radio having going to have to ban our frequency range of 720 to 2995, and I have single side band capability. I'm looking back to the obvious receiver I had when I was a kid. I didn't know anything about side band, and I assumed it was a side band. I'm going to run through the 440 meter band, so the editor is going through his tunnel stuff. And there's a lot of single side band between there, especially with, let's say, 10 meter band amateur radio. Oh my God, that radio is massive, actually. So as far as the money, that's a real stack, maybe it's 14 meter band. And it's quite affordable, and it's right now, it's about a lot of receivers. It's a little bit more money.
Yeah. Thank you, Golf.
Called me at that point, but no problem with that. Just listening along, and a couple of things.
CWM at the National Cablevision. And I have two unconfirmed frequencies over here. I think he was looking for them. Ron, are you interested in those frequencies? Okay, hearing nothing, as Ed would say. I don't, you know, I have them over here in my book. I think they were given out on this deck a while back ago. It's the Scottish Spiral book here, the first book. And, you know, just give them out, and maybe somebody can give us some input, or maybe something that does in natural analysis. I certainly can't get them out here, but there's two of them that I have. Ronnie, are you listening? 858.8375, 858.8375, and 851.6125, 851.6125. A couple of additional comments, Ed. You kind of just mentioned about Bob Grant. Well, I'm glad to see that he's back on the air. A very staunch supporter of Mr. Grant. Listened to him for well over 10 years. I don't necessarily agree to everything he says. I think he was wrong in what he said about Bob Brown. I think that was uncalled for, but, you know, there's worse things on in the sitcom that are said with the chopping block falling. I don't see why this got to be down so heavy. We won't get into the Disney World factor of it, but I'm glad he's back on WOR. And I'd just like to say to Mr. Grant, good luck, and also that I feel that Mr. Grant presents a very valid point of view, more truthful than other sources of the news. And I think if you listen to him long enough on certain subjects that you might be inclined to agree with me, perhaps, that's your opinion. Anyway, let me drop. N2VRA. Yeah, just kind of mentioned the Red Sea Howard flyer, the radio tech flyer. I have it over in front of me here. I don't know if it's regulated or not. I'm not going to put the tape down. See, I only like $39. But my point is that a 3-amp power supply is more than enough power to run an AC. For example, the ATS-206